The continents. Class, let's get out our note-taking pages. I'm going to talk about the continents in English class today. Listen carefully to me. Look at your maps, too. While I am talking, take some good notes on the note-taking page. Are you ready? It's interesting to compare the continents in various ways. For instance, one can compare the size of the continents in land area. Some continents are really quite a bit larger than others. The smallest continent, Australia, along with Oceania, is almost 9 million square kilometers. That sounds large, but Asia is about 45 million square kilometers. Asia is about 5 times larger than Australia and Oceania. Asia fills about 30% of the land area on Earth, while Australia and Oceania fill only about 5% of the land area. How about North and South America? Which is bigger? Looking at your map, what do you think? Well, North America is the bigger continent. North America is more than 24 million square kilometers, while South America is almost 18 million square kilometers. North America fills about 17% of Earth's land area, while South America fills about 12%. If you put them together, they would still be smaller than Asia. Africa is a big continent. It's a little over 30 million square kilometers. It's smaller than Asia, but larger than North and South America. It fills a little over 20% of Earth's land area. It's quite a bit bigger than Europe, its neighbor to the north. Europe is about 10 million square kilometers. That's larger than Australia and Oceania, but much smaller than either Asia or Africa. When we look at how many people live on these continents, Asia looks very big. Of the more than 7 billion people on Earth, over 4 billion live in Asia. That leaves 3 billion living everywhere else. Africa has more than 1 billion. And North America and South America together have a little under 1 billion. Europe has more than 700 million people. That leaves tiny Australia with just 20 million. If we add the other islands in the Pacific to Australia, the population rises to 37 million. But Australia and Oceania don't make up the smallest continent in population. Antarctica, the icy continent at the bottom of the world, has no people, just some explorers and scientists who come and go each year. Are you still with me, class? That was a lot of information. Now, we are going to use our notes to do some presentations in the English language. Are you ready?